We're here today with Robert Graham of RG Capital. Robert was on our audio last month, and a lot of people really liked his message, so I asked him if he would come back and share another one with us. He told me an interesting story that I asked that he would repeat today. Robert, tell us what you told me last week.
Okay, this is great. Just as a history, one of my clients came to us and basically said, or it was a prospective client this time, said, hey, I want you to work with us, but I need to get this exorbitant amount of return. He took a really aggressive posture and said, I want 20, 30% returns year over year. And as he was saying this, he's looking back, or his wife is standing in the backdrop looking at me and saying, don't do it. Don't take the risk, because he'll freak out if you lose 1%. And so they really couldn't take the risk. And so again, backing into the whole process, we started to take him through a process. And this is what we do with your clients, and it's kind of the master plan concept, is just asking them a series of questions. And the first thing was, okay, what does your lifestyle look like when you retire? You said, hey, you want to retire. What are your income requirements? And so they gave it to us. And then we said, okay, what's your savings rate? And they could save X amount of dollars a year to help them get to that particular point. So we took just a simple quotient and said, okay, here's what their needs are from an accumulation standpoint. Here's what they can save. And this is what their income requirement is. We came back to them and said, hey, you only need to get a 5% return to realize all of those goals and dreams and have the income that you hope to accomplish.
So it's really more of a neurosis on this doctor's part to have almost limitless returns to meet this limitless fear.
That's right. We're conditioned to. Everybody wakes up every morning, rolls over and looks at the Dow Jones, the NASDAQ to see what the return's like, or they're opening their portfolios. And what we find is that people, if they consistently and they're disciplined in the way they save, they don't need to take the risk. I mean, the goal of all investors should be get the greatest amount of return with the least amount of risk, but don't take any risk that you don't have to take.
Robert, somebody's going to ask you, though, and say, well, you know, the doctor you're talking about is probably 33 years old. I'm 58 or 62, and I don't have a great deal of money saved. I have to swing for the wall. What do you tell them?
When we talk to these people, first of all, if they're at that point, we find that when people hit about 50 years old, or doctors hit about 50, it's like a gong goes off in their head and says, hey, I'm tired. I don't want to do this the rest of my life. And they're starting to get real serious about saving and doing their thing. For those individuals that have, or they're trying to make up time and try to catch up, we say the idea is to start somewhere, be disciplined in what you're doing. And what you see is an interesting momentum that happens. Today, they may not be able to save at the rate this person is. But what they'll find is once they really start to have some traction and start to amass some assets and start to have some success without the market volatility, then they become more confident, they put more money to work for them, and they start to really see the value. So the momentum makes up for a lot of the lost time.
Robert, we noticed a syndrome for years. We worked with people on getting out of debt, and you know, they would always want to know at the beginning, how long is it going to take? Mm-hmm. And so we would tell them 7 to 9 years, and in some parts of the country, you know, like LA and New York City, might be 10 years. But what we found was that people that actually did exactly what we said, went home, started getting out of debt, quit spending, so forth, it was amazing. It literally took half that long.
That's right.
Because once you're not spending, not borrowing, and all the money is going for debt reduction, and it just kind of puts the cooling rods back in the lifestyle, everything starts to come back down, and progress is much faster than people think. People that did the program were always surprised how little time it took, not how much time. So if you're 62 and you start right now and you're starting to get out of debt, you're going to wake up tomorrow with a lot more money than you think you are.
That's right.
Yeah.
And it's interesting, because we find, again, as you when in the debt scenario, as you start to pay off debt, you start to free up resources, you start to see all these different vehicles that you weren't counting on today. Your perspective changes significantly when you take that monkey off your shoulders, and you can see what the resources really have.
And a person 55 or 60 needs to remember that in just a couple of years, you don't have to have the same lifestyle.
That's right.
You know, a friend of mine told me that when they reached 75, that there was no, they always had a luxury car, him and his wife both. So they don't do that anymore. And I asked him why. He said, well, there's nobody to show up for. Everyone we know is dead. So there was really no money to spend in that sector. Mm-hmm. So, and I appreciate your support in this. When we found Robert Graham, we really felt like we had found a financial kindred spirit. Here was a guy teaching people to get out of debt and invest as conservatively as possible, and he had not been reading our script. So, Robert, we're glad to have you with us sharing these messages. And thanks for being with us today.
Hey, thank you. It's great.